Or like, I want to go shake my ass somewhere.
Got it. I am totally following now. These are parties where you cannot shake your ass.
You just gyrate with your shirt off. I was reading the freaking wall. I was like looking for hieroglyphs.
How can we be idiots? I feel like we're the smartest people alive.
We are. We're getting into it.
Oh, sorry. I'm locked in. One second.
Katie is locked in.
Well, I'm just seeing we have a lot of inquiries in here.
Oh, the emails are popping. Guys, while Katie is reading through the emails, I'll set the stage here. I am on the couch. This is not a drill.
Adam got promoted.
I literally sat down on the couch and I look at Katie's, I almost just called you Colby.
Who?
I look at Katie's dresser on the top of it and I'm like, wait, is that picture frame new? And then I was also looking and I was like, and those candles, like, I don't think I've seen those before. And the vase. And Katie goes, no, that's always been there. And I realized it's because I only ever see her dresser from the vantage point of the floor.
Honey, that's not a dresser. That's a console table.
It looks like a dresser.
No. A dresser? My goodness.
It could be a dresser, though. No?
Like
what do we define a dresser? Like, this is a...
You get dressed with the things inside of it.
Okay. So
that's what I define a dresser as being.
What do you have in there? Sweatshirts? I bet it's sweatshirts.
Nope. Actually, none of the above. Nothing wearable in there. There's like... actually, that's like our... That's where things go to die. That's like where junk goes. But it's like... Extra blankets that we should just probably donate.
You can wear a blanket.
Things like that, you know, like there was a rugby ball in there for a while.
Okay.
Just like random stuff that Jack brought with him. Pretty much everything that that Jack brought with him from his old apartment.
I see.
Is stuffed in the console.
Went to die in the console.
Yes, but now you have a new vantage point.
I know. It's crazy.
You're so like tall.
Seeing you at eye level is really, it's very something special for me.
How does it feel?
It feels powerful. I feel like I'm no longer the pauper on the floor.
The pauper. Well, Colby is not with us today.
Oh, yes. My sweet Colby.
Because she's in a better place.
She really is.
She like literally.
She's not dead, but she's in a better place.
She's not dead, but she's just in a better place because she's stranded in Florida because of the blizzard.
I'm kind of dead the way that you started that off. She's in a better place.
Yeah.
Colby's going to listen to this and be like, bitches, I'm not dead.
Let's be real. Colby's not listening to this.
She-
Colby does not listen to the podcast. We could
Colby
literally
hates to hear herself talk.
We could literally say anything we want.
Go crazy.
We could talk a lot of grievances. We could talk a lot of shit about Colby right now, and she'll have no idea.
I actually have no shit to talk because I'm chronically depressed in the apartment alone.
I was thinking about you over the blizzard.
Thank you for thinking about me because I'm not doing well. I mean, guys, like, Colby literally was supposed to at least come home for a week in between her Florida trips. So she was only supposed to be gone for like 3 days. And then I was going to have her for a whole week. And then she was going to be gone again for like a few days, I think, to go back to Florida. And now she's literally there for like 2.5 weeks.
I know. Must be nice for her, not for you.
Nice for her, not nice for me. I come back to the apartment and I'm like, what the hell?
What do I do? Is she the head of your household, would you say?
For sure. Without a doubt in my mind.
There's a hierarchy, and
I'm so far below the head.
Cassidy Harrison household.
Yeah, I'm below the bottom. Way below. Like, I'm in the basement if we had one.
Yeah, she definitely wears the pants in your relationship.
Absolutely. Picture Diet Coke Slurpees from 7-Eleven, and then just imagine they poured millions of them all over the streets of New York. That's what it's like right now.
That's a very accurate representation.
I was thinking about that this morning while I was wading my way over to your apartment. And also, so it also was snowing last night, like blizzard level snow.
Last night?
Yeah. And I didn't know because
at what time?
It started at 2:06 a.m. I only know this because I got up to go to Barry's before I came
to your
apartment.
It started at 6 a.m.
No, it started at 2 a.m.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, 6 a.m. is not last night.
No, I woke up at 6 a.m. and I basically was like,
yes.
I was like, okay, like whatever, getting ready to do my stuff. I had no idea it was snowing. I look outside as I'm like getting ready, blah, blah, blah. I'm about to walk out of the apartment. I'm like 10 minutes before my Barry's class. So I need to be basically sprinting to the Barry's class, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in booty shorts, essentially.
Of course you are.
Okay. 3 inches. No, actually 5. 5 inches. No more, no less.
5 inches of short?
5 inches of short.
So 5 inches of short.
5 inch inseam. I would say normally like...
So like 5 inches from your hip bone down. I'm trying to picture how short these shorts are.
I actually don't... I think it's 5 inches from your hip down.
From your hip.
So if you think about like a normal, not a normal, I'm about to be like a normal man. the straights usually will go for like a 9-inch. If they're more comfortable and they want to show off a little bit of quad, they're like using a 7-inch. Okay. I had a 5-inch.
I'm picturing Jack like being like, I'm going to show off some quad. Like, I don't know.
You never know. That's
not his vibe, I don't think.
You never know. Jack might want to show off some quad. I would say a 7-inch is like, if you see a hot guy on the street, you're like, he's wearing a 7-inch short. If you see a 5-inch, you're like, he's gay.
See, this is funny because for Valentine's Day, I got Jack Skims underwear.
Yeah.
Like three of the Skims, like the 3-pack.
They're probably so comfortable.
Ladies, get your boyfriend's Skims underwear. They will, I mean, if they're not already treating you like a queen, that's a problem, but they will like especially treat you like a queen. I have like not had to lift a finger since I got these Skims underwear for Jack. He's like absolutely obsessed with them. He acted like I gave him like a $5,000 gift. Like these three pairs of Skims. What's so special about them?
They're just comfortable?
Apparently. I mean, I have not tried them on, but I assume they're very, Kim knows what she's doing. Plus like, they just look really nice. Like they look good. But of course I get him. I don't know anything about these inseams. I got to do my homework on these inseams. Sure. Cause I just get him like the first one I see on the website. I buy them for him. He goes, yeah, I really love them. They're a little big. I'm like big. He goes like long. I got him the ones that like go down to his knees.
Oh my God. So you got him like long johns?
By accident.
So, I can like, never look at Jack the same knowing that
he's wearing long johns. Well, it was totally my fault. And also like these are probably just going to be the ones reserved for winter, but like yeah. I'll get him some shorties for the summer.
You need to get him, I think, like a boxer brief or like a trunk or a boxer brief. I'm like teaching the girls on the podcast.
Okay. Can you like tell me the difference between what I got him then?
Yes.
Yeah, so those are like tidy whitey types that I got him. I think
they go to his knees. Those are straight up like long johns.
But they're like tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like long johns.
Yeah. Like they're like the signature Skims. The ones, I didn't realize there were different ones.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that is like, well, I guess a long john would be all the way down to your ankle. Those are like, I actually don't even know what they would call like a tight ones that go to your compression shorts.
They're like compression. Yeah. They remind me of, honestly, the shorts I used to wear under my lacrosse skort.
Yeah.
Like, they would make us wear these like skirts. Well, they were actually skirts, but then you'd wear compression shorts underneath.
Yeah, like that's what you just described to me is giving Skims compression shorts is okay. What you bought Jack. But what you need to get your man is either a trunk or a boxer brief. Technically, briefs are the most comfortable underwear for men to wear.
Okay.
But a lot of straight men like would prefer to not wear briefs because that's basically like the Speedo look. You know, it's like there's no...
So briefs are the coverage. Tight. Briefs are the tight one.
Well, they all should be tight. So like you shouldn't be wearing boxers.
When
like,
I that's picture just, okay, this is very good clarifying information because when I picture boxers, I think of like
boxers are just not comfortable and they bunch up. And if any man is saying that a boxer is comfortable, they're completely incorrect. Like,
and you
lying.
Can oftentimes like see that someone's wearing boxers in their like under their pants.
Yeah, it's not a hot underwear. Like if you're like,
so what are you recommending that?
So I'm recommending a boxer brief or a trunk. Okay. The difference. So a boxer brief is basically like.
It's different than a boxer.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
So a boxer brief is tight against your thighs. So it doesn't bunch up as much like how like a boxer would, mm-hmm. but it's going to be like midway down your thigh essentially. So it'll go like midway between your, I guess your hip bone and your knee. Right. So it's going to be like right here.
Okay.
Like halfway down your thigh.
Yep.
Okay. And it's going to be tighter.
Okay.
Get him colors that are like blacks, browns, like a neutral. You don't want a white. Nobody wants a white.
Yep. I got him like it's like stone. Like there's perfect. Like, Kim has all these crazy names.
I love Kim's colors.
And then like an evergreen or something like that. Okay. Good to know.
So a boxer brief is the most comfortable. And Calvin Klein, in my opinion, is the best brand. I've never actually tried Skims. I imagine that I would think Skims are better, but Calvin Klein definitely is the best brand of underwear for men.
Okay. Okay. I'm hearing this loud and clear.
A boxer brief or a trunk. A trunk is slightly higher up than a boxer brief. So if a boxer brief is like midway down your thigh, like a trunk might be like a quarter of the way down your thigh. And it's more like a comfortability difference. Like get him both and have him try both and decide which one he likes better. Because like,
we're going to have a fashion show.
You need a fashion show. I personally prefer a brief, but that's because I'm very comfortable in my body and I'm a homosexual. So it's like I can wear briefs and nobody cares. you know? Briefs are the most comfortable because they don't bunch up.
Got it.
If that makes sense. Because, like, if I'm walking around...
What confuses me is how it's like, okay, boxer,
mm-hmm.
boxer brief.
Yes.
Why is the word boxer in both? That's what throws me off.
Boxer?
Yes.
Baggy fabric. Boxer baggy. Brief, tight to your skin.
Okay. This is underwear 101.
No, I'm giving the people like, underwear, a class in men's underwear.
Underwear 101 with Match Made.
No, like, the girls need... a class in underwear.
Well, these are things that we just don't like. I don't know these things
exactly, and now the more you know.
So I bought him these long johns by mistake. But honestly, he loves them though. He loves them.
I'm sure he does.
Short anecdote as to why I even got him Skims. I can't believe I haven't shared this already. It's actually like the funniest thing that ever happened at the New Year's Eve wedding that I went to.
Okay, I'm excited here.
So we're in this house in the mountains in Vermont. All the girlies were getting ready. It's like the hour and a half before the wedding, before we have to leave to go to the actual wedding ceremony. So it's crunch time. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the girlies, we're in our bathrooms. We are doing our hair. We are getting ready. The boys, I was like, I don't know where, I couldn't tell you where Jack is right now. Like, hopefully he is getting his tux on soon, but like, where the hell are they? I don't know. Turns out the four boys of the house were like downstairs, just like drinking beers, hanging out in the living room of this house we were staying in. One of the boys like disappears into his room and comes out with a box of Skims underwear, like a 3-pack yeah. vibes. He comes out and he like tells the group like, so I don't know who got him these underwear, either his mom or like his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're putting two and two together of which friend this is. I don't want to like air him out.
I think I
but
know
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So he comes out and he's like, someone, a woman in my life, got me these underwear and they're too small on me. Like, they don't fit me. Do you guys want a pair of Skims each? So he hands them out like party favors, like to each of the guys who are like objectively smaller than him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gives Jack a pair of Skims underwear.
Okay.
The short ones. So I got the wrong ones, but like a different kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then we're getting ready for the wedding, like properly. Jack's like putting on his bow tie and he goes, and guess what? So-and-so, insert name here, gave me underwear. I'm like, so-and-so gave you underwear? Like, what a concept. Goes to a wedding, another girl's date gives my boyfriend a pair of underwear. Like, when does that ever happen? Yes.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yes. If you guys knew this guy too, it would like be such a funnier story because he is like,
I've been on the receiving
he's
end.
He's the coolest guy.
Close.
But like, I bet they were like, oh my God, what is he about to give us right now? Like,
I've been on the receiving end of some of his clothes that just like,
he's the best taste also.
He's
like
the best clothes.
Best stuff. And his wife is like the best taste, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
They're perfect.
But it was just cracking me up that he was like, I bet she was like, hey, like bring the underwear on this trip and just give them away. Like give
them
away.
Giving away like party favors like makes me really jealous because.
And the fact that it's Skims underwear.
Yeah. Like what the hell? So. I mean, is Skims underwear expensive? I can't believe we've had an entire segment on Skims underwear. And they're not even sponsoring.
They should be paying us for this.
Skims. Come on.
So the 3-pack was very reasonable. Well, I also shopped the sale for the Valentine's Day gift of mine to Jack. But so he got a pair of Skims underwear from this friend.
Okay.
He wore them to the wedding. We were sitting at the wedding, like at the dining table at the wedding. And Jack goes around. He goes, so honey, are you guys wearing them? To the other two guys, are you wearing them? They were all wearing them.
That's so funny.
At the wedding.
They're all like, yep.
New underwear.
I got my party favor on too.
New underwear alert. So anyway, so Jack was like obsessed with this one pair of Skims and he kept like aggressively like washing them. Like he would like wear them and then like wash them so he could wear them again the next day. Like he was so excited about the Skims. So I was like, okay, this is a layup. I'll just buy him a 3-pack.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
For Valentine's, but I didn't know I bought long johns.
Katie ended up buying him like Skims pants, basically.
Pretty much. So now I need to go back to the drawing board and
maybe they're Skims biker shorts.
I don't know.
Like
what
actually like that. Maybe it's described as a biker short. I don't know.
I'll have to investigate.
The people can keep us honest. The people are going to listen to this and be like, first of all, you guys are idiots. It's XYZ.
But how can we be idiots? I feel like we're the smartest people alive.
We are. Without a doubt in my mind.
Anywho.
Wait, I didn't get to even like finish my story.
Oh my God.
That bridged us into this whole situation. So I am leaving the house this morning in 5-inch booty shorts and I walk outside and there's like literally 3 inches of snow on the ground and it's actively like blizzarding, basically. Mind you, Barry's isn't that far from my apartment. Like, it's probably like a 5-minute brisk walk, but I usually run it so that I can get there in like 2.
Mm.
And I walk outside. I'm in tennis shoes, obviously, and not boots, and booty shorts that are 3 inches. And there's slush everywhere and snow, 3 inches.
Darn, I was imagining you in like galoshes.
I don't even know what a galosh is.
You don't know what a galosh is?
No, what's a galosh?
Well, galoshes, plural.
Galoshes.
Are rain boots. Like, oh. Like a hunter, any brand, but like a hunter boot, you know?
Okay.
So I was picturing you in booty shorts and galoshes.
That would have been very funny. There were other people out and about at 6:20 a.m. as well, and they were all staring at me. I was like, yeah, I'd be staring at me too. I'm literally legs out, ass out, and it's blizzarding.
You're going to get frostbite.
They're like, these gays are crazy. And white tennis shoes. I will say the one
white
thing.
White tennis shoes.
For sure. The one thing about a gay man is that in the snowstorm, he will be in a white tennis shoe.
Hmm.
Obviously, Chelsea is the mecca of the gays. When I was even walking to your apartment, I saw many, many gays all in white tennis shoes. Nobody in boots. The gays are not wearing boots. And if they are wearing boots, it's like a black Moncler Chanel, like Chanel. Some like psychotic brand boot. Okay. Like the Chelsea gays are only wearing white tennis shoes or a black boot, and there's 3 inches of snow on the ground. And
I
it's
haven't
blizzarding.
Really like taken note of like the footwear of others.
No, guys, seriously, like look around.
Okay.
Be observant in your surroundings when you're outside, when it's snowing or even raining. If it's snowing or raining, a gay man is going to be in a pair of white common projects.
Common projects.
Or just white tennis shoes. I mean, I wore my white, whatever, my Onitsuka Tigers.
So are they still white or are they like fucked
yeah,
up now?
Yeah, because like a gay man knows that it's a leather shoe, so you can easily wipe it off.
Okay, this is fabulous intel because I was imagining like a running sneaker. You know, no. That like fabric-y material, like that's what I was imagining, like fair. In the sludge outside.
Sometimes the gay men do also do that. Like that was me yesterday. Like I went to the gym. Actually, no. I went to the gym on the blizzard day. So Monday night when it was still snowing, but like kind of settling down.
That's crazy. I just like told myself the gym was closed and didn't go that day.
I was freaking out, guys. I
was like, the gym's got to be closed.
Because back to your initial question about like what I did during the blizzard. So Sunday was the actual blizzard.
We'll do the intro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I get carried away, guys.
I just know that Skims segment was way too long.
You're totally correct. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan.
Match Made in Manhattan. What Happens Live.
Match Made.
What's that show?
Watch What Happens Live.
Yep.
Match Made in Manhattan with Katie. Colby's not here. And Adam. How are we doing, Katie?
Amazing. I can't wait to hear more about what you're about to say.
Okay. Where was I going? I honestly got distracted by the fact that I almost called us Watch What Happens Live.
I have short-term memory loss. What were you just saying?
Like, I don't even remember what you were saying.
Either. No. It's coming to me. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, snowstorm. Blizzard day.
Okay, blizzard. Oh, yeah. I was meaning to ask you how you fared during the blizzard.
Not well. Not well, bitch. That's a Housewives quote. Anyways, go to Barry's. Go home. My friend had invited me to come to Williamsburg to get brunch with her. And she was like, it'll be fun. Like, it's this nice, like, brunch place. Like, I think it'll be, like, fun during the blizzard or whatever. I was like, okay. As of now, I'm planning to come meet you at 11:45 a.m. at this place in Williamsburg for brunch. If the snow starts and it starts to look bad, obviously my worst nightmare is getting trapped in Williamsburg. So I will end up flaking.
Yeah, you don't want to be over the bridge at that point.
I don't want to be over the bridge at that point. It gets to like 11:20 or something like that. And it's like coming down, like heavy. And so I end up canceling on the brunch. Throughout the day, I'm like just locked into the confines of my own apartment, which normally I would just be hanging out with Colby or like doing something, right? And so then I was just depressed because I was like, damn, like there is nothing to do in this blizzard. And then of course, Monday, everything's closed. Offices are closed. My gym keeps like...
You should have just read a book.
I was reading all kinds of things. I was reading the freaking wall. I was like looking for hieroglyphs. Like I could not be like having less things to do. Like I was bored out of my mind.
See, that sounds amazing.
I rewatched Love Story.
Is this on Monday that you did this?
Yeah. No. We're still on Sunday.
Still on Sunday.
I rewatched Love Story.
What did I do on Sunday? I don't even know.
I was immobile the entire day. I laid on the couch. It was the worst day of my life. And then Monday comes around. So now we're on Monday. So I actually did kind of dip into Monday on the Sunday recap.
Okay. Because you were still bored on Monday.
Because I was still bored on Monday.
Continues. But boredom continues.
Boredom continues. Then Monday, obviously, it's like a work day. I'm normally going to the office. I'm like going to the gym. The gym won't open. It keeps pushing back the opening time. At first, it's opening at 10 a.m. Then it's 12 p.m. Then it's 3 p.m. And I'm like, God damn, like, what am I supposed to do within the confines of my apartment? And also, normally, I like go out and get a coffee. I normally go out and get lunch. Like, being, I am not somebody who fares well within the confines of my apartment
at all. See, I like could not agree less.
Yeah, yeah. Katie cannot relate.
I love being home. Oh my God. There's so many things to do. So many possibilities.
I love that for you.
There's so many movies I haven't seen before. So many like hobbies, so many books. I have like 5 or 6 books on my Kindle I haven't started yet.
That's insane.
I have so much I could do. I'd like another day, please, where everything's closed.
But honestly, it makes me happy for you because I'm happy to hear that other people have hobbies. Like, I think my hobbies are like going and working out, going out to eat, spending money, and going to work.
Your hobbies are outside of your apartment. You need to come up with an at-home analog hobby.
Ugh, guys, I can't.
And just one. Just one.
Like, what would it even be? I hung up my picture.
Puzzles.
Puzzles frustrate me.
Sudoku or something.
That could work for me.
That's like a brain. I feel like brain teaser type things. Yeah. Things that like challenge your brain.
Maybe I need to start doing the New York Times crossword again.
Yes, I've been loving it.
Okay. That sounds like a good hobby for me.
There's been some good ones.
Or maybe I'll buy a piano.
Okay.
I need to get.
I'm sure Colby would love to figure out where to put that in the apartment.
We still haven't even gotten to the chair yet. Although Colby did approve the chair. But we haven't found the chair or purchased the chair.
Accent chair.
Yeah.
That you want.
We've just agreed that I that was chair. Right and that a chair belongs in the apartment.
But like where?
Oh my God. Well, I don't think you've been over recently, but without the tree, like the apartment is huge. Like, and there's so much empty
space.
Would
you put the chair where the tree was?
Yeah, probably.
Next to the TV?
Yeah. Okay. So it'd be kind of like facing the couch and creating a bit of a living space, if that makes sense.
I see.
We just need more seating, I would say, to make it feel like kind of like a conversation
cozy
space.
Yeah. All right, you know? I'm following. So the chair is back in the play.
Yes.
I did get to see your artwork in your bathroom. Heated rivalry, naked men.
Yes, you posted it. Because Katie and I got a little drink on Saturday. That was our activity on Saturday.
We got a drink. Two martinis
and
yaps.
That's all you need. Two martinis and yaps.
We chatted. It was a great time at the Edition.
We went to the Edition.
Hotel. I love a hotel lobby bar.
I do too. And I don't think we do it enough in the city. There's beautiful hotels that are close to us.
We need to go on. Yeah. We need to do a bar crawl that is exclusively hotel lobby bars because just the vibes of a hotel lobby bar. You have a nice mix of people, a mix of people that are truly tourists and are here, you know, staying at the hotel and just, you know, are either bopping into the hotel lobby bar before dinner or before a show or after dinner or after a show. And then you have like the locals. It's a good mix.
100%. And when we were there, I mean, it was like kind of just us mostly at the beginning, minus like there were some gays at the table behind us. I love talking about gays on this podcast today.
I didn't even notice.
Gays is my buzzword. If you took a shot every time I say the word gays. Not gay singular, gay plural, or gays plural.
Okay.
You'd be hammered.
What should I say? The girls?
The girls. The girls and the gays.
The girls and the gays.
The girls and the gays. Anyways, behind us, there were some gays. And then as we progressed throughout, remember that entire bachelor party came? Like a massive bachelor party.
Bachelor party, and then there were girls.
Oh, not bachelor. Sorry. Wedding party.
It was a wedding party, yeah. It was giving people, see, once again, while hotel lobby bar is fabulous, you'll have people that are in town for a wedding.
Exactly.
Honestly, if I was single, I would just park my butt at like the coolest hotel lobby bar in town.
Truly, I got the vibe that a lot of those guys behind us were single.
I know.
Like, you could tell who had a date because they're like, they would be kind of next to their girl.
Right.
Then the guys started splitting and I could see some of the guys kind of like assessing their surroundings where it's like you can kind of tell they're looking for their prey.
For a woman.
They're looking for a woman.
Okay.
We didn't have any for them.
Yeah. We had nothing to offer.
We don't have anything for you here, boys.
We've got nothing. We've got nothing to give. But yeah, we got our drinks, and then I went to a surprise party in Brooklyn. It was great. We were there very late, but honestly, I like woke up and I felt amazing.
I love that.
I was like, wow, it's been a while since that's happened to me, where I've gone out the night before and not woken up with a splitting headache.
That's good.
But I think the secret was they had a lot of chips and I ate every chip in sight.
Was it a chip tasting? Like, what's the background of the chips?
They just had chips. Like, there was just, it was like a little spread of like light bites, I'd say, okay, for the surprise party. It was an apartment party. And the party was Shrek themed.
Oh.
Because the birthday girl loves Shrek. So there was a 8-foot high, like tall Shrek cardboard cutout.
Okay.
And like green balloons and like Shrek was on the TV. It was like Shrek, like everywhere you look.
Okay.
So that was the theme. And the theme of the party was like, get out of my, or something about swamp. Oh, not last swamp. That's like a bachelorette theme. Something like swamp related.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a lot of snacks around all the Shrek related materials. And I ate so many chips. But my fatal flaw at these parties is, because like this was technically like Jack's friend group that I am slowly like becoming closer with these girls. But mm-hmm. it's very much like the boys are all friends and then we're like the girlfriends. You know, and it was one of the girlfriend's birthdays. And so I got to know like some of her friends. It was like a great party and everyone was super nice and talkative. I might not have woken up with a hangover, but I did wake up with some scaries that I might have overshared.
I see.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, and it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com. And use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out.
Recently, I've been trying to be more thoughtful about what I wear every day, gravitating towards pieces that are easy, comfy, but still feel polished. It just really takes the stress out of getting dressed. I've been reaching for Quince a lot lately. You guys know we talk about them quite frequently and for good reason, because the materials just feel really high quality, the fits are super flattering, and everything comes together without much effort. Quince makes it simple to update your everyday wardrobe this spring with pieces that look good and feel even better. They use premium fabrics like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and really soft denim.
With summer coming up soon, their lightweight linen pants, dresses, and tops start at $30 and are effortless, breathable, and easy to wear on repeat.
I have to brag about this pair of jeans that I have from Quince that I literally cannot stop wearing. I literally have to wash them frequently so I can keep wearing them. I'm obsessed with them, and my mom got a matching pair.
Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use, and now available in Canada too. Head to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
What if the safest place to hide is also the most dangerous? From best-selling author Shane Rose comes Behind Closed Doors, a dark, suspenseful, ultra-spicy romance. It's definitely on my TBR. So excited to read this book. When a young woman's life is suddenly put at risk, she's taken in by a brooding billionaire single dad and offered a job that she can't refuse, live-in nanny. But his home isn't just luxurious, it's inside an ultra-wealthy, gated enclave where everything looks perfect. And nothing actually is.
He's protective, possessive, completely off limits, and the closer she gets to him, the more she realizes his world is way more dangerous than she ever imagined. It's no surprise Shane Rose has become a full-on book talk obsession.
If you're craving a dark, addictive, can't-look-away romance that'll take over your weekend, Behind Closed Doors is your next read. You can find Behind Closed Doors by Shane Rose wherever books are sold in print and in ebook.
Check it out! I have such a problem when I feel uncomfortable, like not even like uncomfortable, like I'm like, I want to go home, but just like uncomfortable with like the silences because I don't know this person.
Yeah.
I will just throw out like the craziest, most personal detail.
Like, what are you telling about these my people?
Life? Because I'm like, I'd rather that than the silence. So like the person I'm talking to will maybe like, you know, be comfortable standing there for a beat with the silence. I'm like, hell no, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm going to throw out something traumatic from my childhood. Seriously.
Do you just have a repository of traumatic facts where you're like, this
you know
is
what
how
I brought
I can fill
up?
The space?
You know what I brought up?
What?
This is like, I don't even know where I plucked this, but I had this like thought the other day, or I had this like, it was like almost like a trauma reminder of like from childhood.
Yeah.
Of when, I don't know if other people listening, this was like something that everyone did in the United States, but at least at my elementary school, which mm-hmm. we did not go to the same elementary school.
Right.
But my elementary school, and they might have done it at yours too. They did this like, they did like kind of absurd fitness testing
mm-hmm.
in our elementary schools, like at the time, like in the early 2000s.
This is going to be about the pacer?
So no, the pacer was traumatic for sure. Absolutely. So traumatic. But that wasn't even like the worst of elementary school. Elementary school, they did this really crazy test where they measured your fat.
What do you mean?
So there was this like metal device. I don't know what it was called, but it was like it would pinch your fat on the side of your body, like mm-hmm. your waist, and they would record how much extra fat you have. Mind you, we were in elementary school, okay?
Yeah.
I remember doing this in gym class, like, and being told, like, I don't even know if they told us the number. They just, like, kept it, like, mm-hmm. took note, and then, like, compared to, like, the national average to, like, see how we were doing on, like, the, I feel like.
They have a national average of fat?
Of, like, yeah, like the. Tracking like childhood,
elementary school or this
childhood
fat
obesity,
okay.
Like, you know, making, they were obsessed with that at that yeah. time, you know, like it was like the Super Size Me movie had just come out and people were like, okay, how are we doing on like childhood obesity or whatever?
Sure.
And I just randomly had like a flash of memory of having to do that back in elementary school. And so I somehow found a way to weave that into conversation at this party.
You were like, hey, remember when they measured our fat and then benchmarked us against other
Yeah. fat and everyone's people? Looking at me like, you just killed the mood. Why did you do that? So yeah.
No, people probably ate that up. Honestly, if you brought that up in conversation to me, I'd be like, damn, I did not remember that, but tell me more.
Yeah. I don't remember, like, I feel like it was like a one-time thing. Like, I remember that happening in our class. And then, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of parents complained. I'll have to talk to my mom about this and see if she remembers. But we did go to like a more, it wasn't like a private elementary school, but it was yeah. within our community. And so it was kind of treated more as a private school, like where they could like kind of do their own thing. I don't know if that was like a national thing that people did.
Sure.
But I like had a random like memory of that. Confirm or deny, listeners, if you did this at your elementary school. And I hope to God you did not.
Because
it's insane.
I don't think I did. But honestly, I am having, now that you're mentioning this, like flashback memories to all of the fitness things that they used to make us do, basically.
They made us do some really obscure things.
Like I remember like the pull-up test. Like I couldn't do a pull-up and it was so embarrassing. And then the pacer, like I wasn't that good at the pacer. And then the mile, like I wasn't that fast at the mile. And
but look at you today. You're like the most fit person I know.
No,
so it's
now
like,
I'm like...
Not
yeah,
we should not be putting so much pressure on kids.
I honestly want to go back. No, I want to go back and do it again because now I'm like a unit. Like
I
would destroy everyone.
Anyway, that was just a little something I brought up at this birthday party, among other things. And so I woke up like with scaries that I overshared.
I mean, that's the one where it's like, okay, that's just topic of conversation. Like, oh, remember when we were in elementary school and like this happened, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's easy stuff, Katie.
Mm.
I've said far worse in social settings.
Yeah. I think the worst thing you could do at a party like this, well, not the worst thing. There's a lot worse things you could do. But what I've noticed is not at this particular party, but just in general at parties, like the worst type of person is a person that you're chatting with and just complains about their significant other the whole time in like a jestful way.
Oh.
Like what I've noticed is some girls, and maybe this is just like you know, different strokes for different folks.
Sure.
Some people find things funny that, but I feel like there's this thing where some girls will just like put their boyfriends down.
Interesting.
And like for the sake of comedy.
Okay.
And like complain about their significant other. But to the point, like it's okay, one or maybe one comment here, but like that's made in like good intentions. Like, oh, you know, Jack, like love him, but he leaves his contacts all over the floor, which is true. He does that. But that's not something where I'm like, Jack would Katie's overhear. Like,
it's me. I'm girls.
No, that's like one little thing. He like will flick his contact out. It'll stick to the floor. But that's like, you know, it's not like it's, you know, and Jack's just, a terrible just, person because but, he does he just
leaves
this.
It on the floor.
Yes, he does.
That's insane.
But okay, this is besides the point. What I'm saying is like, that is something Jack walked by and heard me say that. He wouldn't be like, what the fuck, Katie?
How is that beside the point? I can't get over the fact that Jack just flicks his contacts.
That's like, it's so innocuous.
If I just flicked my, I mean, Colby and I have our own bathroom, luckily, but like if I just flicked my contact onto the floor, I think Colby would actually throw me off a cliff.
Yeah.
Colby would be like, go sit on the floor with your contact and think about what you did.
Wow. She runs a tight ship. They just kind of collect on his side of the room sometimes. And because I'm not picking him up.
Oh, it's not even in the bathroom. It's in your bedroom.
Well, that's like where he does it. If he's in the bathroom, he will put them where they are supposed to go.
So there's just like a graveyard of contacts.
There's contacts that are like stuck to the floor. I think they've been taken care of recently because I think like he's starting to realize that like...
But you can't just have 100 contacts on them. He'll step on them
and then they don't feel good on his foot. So then he'll pick them up. But the thing is like this is such like a, you know, oh, Jack, the one thing he does is the contacts. Like I could live with that, you know, like, yeah, and yeah. I will. But some girls, what I've noticed at these like types of parties, like, because everyone has their thing that they'll overshare about and then the next morning be like, fuck, why yes. did I do that? And some girls, like they, I've noticed will like launch into like complaining about the boyfriend, but then laughing and then like trying to make it. And I have such a hard time with those conversations where it's just like, let's shit on our boyfriend party.
I mean, maybe it's just as you get older and you start to like do less things and like have less to talk about. Cause like, what would you normally, and like,
true.
Let's say like, this is 3 years ago or something like that. Like what you'd probably be talking about is your dating life or.
True.
Or work or something like that, right?
True.
I'm Anywho. Trying to think of like what even like my topics of conversation are that I typically gravitate towards when I'm going out. And I think it's usually like work and my dating life.
True. Or like just like the current state of like we were talking about like the incoming blizzard.
Yeah.
At this party. We were talking about like winter.
Yeah.
Upcoming trips. That's always, you guys know, that's my go-to question. What yeah, trips yeah. are you going on?
What are you traveling to?
Yeah. But anyway, that's just something I've noticed about we have a lot of topics of about conversation on this podcast.
We do. We
the go right and wrong ways to converse.
We go. Yeah, I know. This is becoming slowly like, well, it's labeled as self-help on Spotify, isn't it?
I think that like Spotify did that because I didn't choose that. No,
we didn't classify ourselves. I think that
we are not self-help podcast.
Spotify decided that we're self-help and I'm like, I'm constantly in a death spiral about random shit on this podcast.
That's kind of them to like, think that
we are helping people.
Kind of them to think that we have any sort of we are not experts over here.
No. There's no expertise happening.
Well, since we started as a dating podcast, do you have any dating updates?
I know, now that you're all hitched up, I have to carry the team for
excuse me.
God forbid I have excuse to carry the team.
Excuse me.
Do I have any dating updates? I mean, that Australian man is still in my DMs that I was talking about maybe like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go on a date. I haven't like gone on any dates recently though, I think. So obviously once I went to Miami with all of these gays, now a lot of the gays are asking me to hang out. So now I have all these gay plans, like this one gay
platonic friend.
Platonic friends.
Okay.
But like perhaps could, you know.
Could lead.
Could put me, not with them specifically, just to clarify, but like being put into gay situations, if that makes sense. Like he wants me to go to this gay party with him, right? And so if I go to this gay party.
You should go to all the gay parties under the sun.
100%.
You could rub elbows. But gay parties
are like my worst nightmare, basically.
Why is that? Explain that to me.
The gays are just a very unique breed of individual in New York, and like the gays that I tend to be around, I feel like, are these like athletic, like really good job, like high performing gays.
Yes.
And so I think that there's this kind of like innate competitiveness between all of them. I'm like, it's me, I'm the competitive one.
Yeah, are you in that bucket as well?
For sure. But I think it's like,
so you feel competition when you go to these parties?
Not even competition. I think that the vibe between everyone is like, who is the best job, who has the most abs. Like, that's kind of sometimes the vibe of these parties.
I don't know. I feel that way around the girls as well.
You go and you rip your shirt off. And, like, if you don't have abs, then you're chopped liver.
Yeah, but you're lucky you have abs.
No, I look great, for sure.
You look great.
I'm not concerned for myself. I'm just like, that's not necessarily... Like, do I want to spend my Friday night doing that? Like, not really.
I understand. It's more my point. You know? Want something a bit more chill?
Not even that. I don't need to be chill. But, like, I think the things that I enjoyed doing on, like, a weeknight or a weekday... Or, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm...
On a night out?
Having clips. A night out. Or, like, I want to go shake my ass somewhere.
Got it. I am totally following now. These are parties where you cannot shake your ass.
You just gyrate with your shirt off. And then you, like, make eyes at boys. And then they come up to you. And then they start gyrating on you. And then it's like... Then all of a sudden you're having sex and you're like, oh my God.
Okay.
Like, that's these types of parties.
So I understand.
Like, that's how the gays go to parties, I feel.
Okay.
It's called a circuit party in gay world.
Circuit?
In gay world, it's called a circuit party.
Circuit.
Circuit party. Everybody is shirts off. Hmm. Everybody's fucking.
Okay, that's really intimidating. So now I totally understand.
Yeah, so I'm like, do I really want to go to that? Like, not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not for me. Anyways, I don't know how my dating life ended up getting me to talk about
circuit parties.
This circuit party that I was invited to. I was just thinking about it because the guy that invited me to it just followed up and texted me and was like,
when is the circuit party?
Friday.
We'll never do anything that you're not comfortable with, but I feel like for science, you might just have to go.
For science, Katie's like, you need to go to the circuit party.
For science, just to see if, like, maybe it could be better than you think.
I think that I'm just not a circuit gay.
Okay.
There's, like, they call them circuit gays, which are, like, the gays that go to all of these parties.
That are in the circuit.
That are in the circuit. And, you know, maybe that's just not my kind of gay.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of gay I am yet, though. Because I'm only recently hanging out with a lot of gays, I feel like, right?
Yeah, I remember back in the day.
You
claimed on the podcast that you were afraid of gays.
I was, and now I love the gays.
And now
I'm one of the gays.
Now you're in it. You're okay.
I'm deep in it.
Well, good. So you're just in the beginning of your
journey. I'm finding myself.
You're finding yourself.
It's almost as if I just came out of the closet. It's crazy.
Okay, so you circuit party TBD.
TBD. But yeah, I have no.
How are the apps?
Ugh, just not good, Kathy. Just not good. If you see who likes me on Hinge, you'd be like, oh God, not great. Like, Hinge, winter's, a dark hole.
Winter's hard. It's very hard. And I feel like just no one's feeling their best in the winter.
No, I'm excited for when the spring happens and we can just go out and, like, have an Aperol spritz on the street and I can be in a cutoff. And then that's maybe where I'll find my husband.
The first warm day of spring. I feel like it's electric.
It'll be electric.
It's electric.
I saw I don't even know if it was like a meme or something like that the other day. And it was like, just wait, like in literally 30 days or something like that, the gays will be out in the West Village having Aperol spritz on the side of the road. And I was like, God, I sent it to Colby. I was like, this is going to be us.
You didn't send it to me?
I'll send it to you next time.
Wow. What am I, chopped liver?
No, you're...
Can I not have an Aperol spritz on the street?
You're not chopped, you're full.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just learned the phrase chopped. Or like the word chopped and like what it means.
What does it mean?
No, chopped, and like just chopped, not liver.
Oh, chopped. Like you're chopped.
Like you're chopped. Like I saw this trend where it was like, I'm not... Like, I can choose whether I want to be chopped or like gorgeous.
Okay.
Or something. I'm not doing it justice.
Means ugly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Is that like a Gen Z phrase?
Maybe, but I heard like someone say like, oh, like someone's chopped.
I think chopped means ugly.
It's kind of like beat, you know?
It's like you're beat, you're chopped.
Chopped meaning chopped.
Look on Urban Dictionary.
Unattractive or undesirable. Oh, it's Gen Alpha. There's a New York Times article. What does it mean when Gen Alpha says chopped?
Ugly. Is that a light switch on your ceiling?
Where?
In the top
left. Wow, you're seeing a lot of new things from this vantage point. That is a switch that controls our heater.
How do you hit that? That's 13 feet in the air.
I will never touch that light switch.
I don't think anyone ever has.
The light switch is for, like, I think if there's a bad situation where I need to turn off, like, emergency cancel the heat or something, which I don't know what would lead to that, but...
No, guys, I have the craziest vantage point now. Every time I've been in Katie's apartment, I sit on the floor.
Yeah, how do you feel about...
It feels
being over here
elevated.
Maybe we'll have to get you a mic stand and have you sit over here somewhere, somehow.
That's how we'll do video finally, 5 years later.
Really, the video is possible, but it's just a lot of setup for 7 a.m.
That's fair.
Maybe if we revert to our evening podcasts.
We do like morning records.
I know we like morning records, but like no one needs to see what I look like right now.
You look great. The first thing I said when I walked in the door is I was like, wow, you look amazing.
I think summer maybe is our time when we have like a slight tan.
Yeah, that's fair. I still need to get my spray tan bad.
Oh my God.
Let's do a question.
Yeah, let's do a question.
We need to wrap up soon.
Oh my goodness. Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're yapping with Katie and Adam.
Okay, so this listener is very embarrassed.
About what? Pourquoi?
I will tell you.
Pourquoi does not mean about what, right?
Pourquoi means like pourquoi?
Yeah.
Pourquoi is like why.
Oh, okay. So right? I used it correctly. Yeah.
Wait.
Pourquoi?
Or is pourquoi because?
I think pourquoi is the French
You guys,
version.
It's been a second. Pourquoi meaning?
Pourquoi?
Oh, in English. Because.
Because. Pourquoi?
But it explains.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pourquoi?
Anyway, hi Matchmade. I wanted to send this email as a cautionary tale that will hopefully stop others from making the same mistake I just made. I just started a new job at the beginning of the year, and I unfortunately pursued a work crush. It all happened pretty fast. We followed each other on Instagram the week I started, and I slid into his DMs that Friday night.
Love that.
Go off, queen. We spoke constantly for almost 3 weeks and hung out at his place twice. The texts were back and forth during this time, and he would often come down to my desk and talk to me multiple times throughout the workday. We did hook up, which he initiated, after the first 2 weeks of knowing each other and during our first hangout ever. After about 3 weeks of this, he hit me with the, "Do you think we talk too much?" text.
Oh.
What is with these men? We had another email about this.
Yeah, I feel like I remember that too.
Which of course triggered my anxious attachment style, and things were never the same again. I started second guessing everything that I said, how many times I texted him, not knowing if I should ask him to hang out, and analyzing any small switch up in his actions. Overall, we spoke about how I was feeling really anxious now and didn't know how to revert back to those first 3 weeks. He shared that he felt like we should just be friends before we're anything else.
Oh.
Okay, so he friend zoned you.
Yeah.
We haven't really spoken a ton since then. So for like the last 2 weeks, we hardly text anymore and actually haven't spoken or seen each other since last Thursday. It's Monday now. Last week when we did see each other at the office, he requested that I order different soap for the office shower because he uses it every morning after the gym before he starts work. I bet she's like a executive assistant maybe.
Yeah.
I ordered it and put it in the shower on Friday when he was away on vacation, so he only just saw it this morning. He texted me this morning saying, "You're a rock star," with the second text for all of the soap in the shower. I didn't respond because I'm homesick today. I guess he saw that I was marked out sick on Slack and triple texted me saying, "Feel better," like 2 hours after the first two texts. I got on my high horse about this, thinking I have the power back now. He texted me 3 times. So I texted my roommate about it and went to send her a screenshot of his texts. Well, I actually sent the screenshot to him by accident.
Oh. Oh, no.
I panicked and I didn't know how to recover. So I texted saying, "Says I text too much, then text me 3 times, winky face."
Oh.
No. Like she. No, yeah. I actually see what she was doing there.
Yeah, yeah. I think great recovery.
She was trying to fuck with him, like try to make it make sense that she had sent this screenshot.
Yes. I think honestly, like good recovery.
Yeah, honestly, given like that could like what else do you do?
100%.
What else do you do?
Yeah.
Unintentionally being low key mean to him for literally just saying thank you and feel better, and also looking like I'm making a huge deal out of him saying maybe 10 words to me in the last 5 days as if this means he likes me. Whatever. Honestly, great recovery. I can't stop laughing at myself about this while simultaneously also wanting to never show my face again. Was it really that bad? It's been almost an hour and he hasn't texted back. I'll try to keep you posted.
Oh my God, she emailed us an hour.
Sincerely,
after.
A very embarrassed listener. Wow, I love that this is like boots on the ground journalism. Like you no, are sending this immediately.
I need the update. I need to know what he
so
said.
So there is an update.
Oh, she updated.
But what do you think about how she tried to recover? Do you feel like that was like the best thing she could have done?
For sure. I think what I would have done is done that recovery and then just been like, no problem about the soap. Like, thanks, you know, I'm dying or something like
yeah.
that. I don't know.
Okay, so then she updated. Update. He responded by saying, LMAO. And then next text was being nice. Ha ha.
Oh, so he's like offended.
Yeah.
He's offended at the recovery.
And then so then she responded, LOL, I know. I was just trying to bug you. Maybe a bad joke to make. Laughing emoji.
Oh.
Well, honestly, he kind of sounds like a jerk.
I think we just need to cut it with
him. I'm sorry. Like, kind of like making you feel like you were coming on too strong.
Yeah.
Saying like, okay, we talk too much. Uh-huh. We need to dial it back. Let's just be friends. He friend zoned you.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that doesn't mean it's the end, like,
right.
Book mm-hmm. is closed forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that would have kind of fed me.
I
don't know about
completely.
You, but like, I'm like, okay, like, honestly.
I would have been like, okay, I'm done.
Honestly, at that point, I would have been like, yeah, I am sending your text to my friends. Fuck you. Fuck around and find out.
I mean, it seems like they work together, right? That's what she said, so.
I can't believe he asked her to put soap in the shower. I mean, yeah, like, that's her job, sure, but like.
Maybe she's like the office manager or something. Did she say that?
I put two and two together, I assumed.
Yeah, that was my assumption like, as well. I mean, regardless, like, he sounds like he sucks and is not for you, so.
Bye. Even if he doesn't suck, like, whatever. This, like, now he kind of is like, oh, I kind of, like, you know, made her feel some type of way. I don't know. I feel like you just forget that he exists.
I completely agree.
Carry on. Pretend like nothing ever happened.
I think you just need to wipe your hands clean and be like, this is a funny situation and I never want to have this happen again.
But thanks for sharing this cautionary tale because...
No, I love the boots on the ground.
Here's the thing. If you're ever sending screenshots that someone sent you and you're like screenshotting, sending it to a friend.
Have you ever done that?
Sent a screenshot of what someone said to a friend?
No. Like, obviously you've done that.
Yeah, come on. Mostly like when I was dating like boys, what I would send to you. Like, what is 100%. What do I say to this? Or, you know, absolutely. This guy's insane.
But have you ever accidentally sent to the person that you sent the screenshot of? Or so you took the screenshot of the text with the person and you accidentally sent the screenshot to the person? Like what she did?
I don't think no. I think I'd remember.
Yeah.
If I had. I one time got confused. This is unrelated to texting, but I one time got confused on an email thread with my manager.
Yeah.
And a company back in the day. And I like was kind of mad at like some feedback that a brand had sent me on like a video. And I accidentally replied all to the thread and put my feelings on the thread to the brand.
I see. Good.
I wasn't like being mean, but I was more so like, wow, I can't believe they had so many edits. Like something like I, you know. As one does.
They reply and they're like...
No, but my manager texts me. She goes, just FYI, you just responded to the whole, I'm going to remove you from the thread and handle this, but just FYI. I was humiliated. I think that's worse.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Have you ever?
I feel like I have, but I can't remember the specific parameters of the situation.
It must have not been that bad because I
feel
think
like it couldn't have been that
if
bad.
If it's something really bad, like you never forget.
Exactly, for sure. I remember everything. Also, like I imagine, I just know myself. I think my recovery would be kind of phenomenal. Like just knowing me, you know? I'm quick with it.
I remember one time in our sorority house, there was a girl that, I mean, granted, I feel like when we were in the sorority house, we were constantly like either pulling all-nighters or hungover. So like no one was sleeping well. Everyone was like half brain dead.
Right.
And so this one girl was like talking shit about another girl.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of texting someone else to talk shit, she accidentally texted the girl and was talking shit about the girl to the girl, but didn't realize. And so then the girl that was being shit on was like, so-and-so, it's Catherine.
Yeah.
Like, and the girl that was talking shit thought that she was saying like, so-and-so, it's Catherine. Like, this is just how she is. No. She was quite literally telling her, it's Catherine. You were talking shit about me to me.
And she kept going.
And she kept going because she didn't put two and two. Again, sleep deprived. And the funniest part was their rooms were right next to each other. So they were quite literally like having this throwdown. And it was like Sunday morning. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
that's so funny.
Anyway, but I think I'm a little bit like, first of all, I don't really, I feel like sending screenshots is such risky business.
It is. You got to really make sure it's like tight.
I feel like the best thing now, honestly, like I really wish back in the day in college, like the voice notes existed.
For sure.
Voice notes is genius.
I love voice notes. And invisible ink.
Invisible ink and voice notes. Like if you want to, I guess like you could just call someone. Just call someone up.
Call her up. Call Taylor
up. Or, you know, best case, say it in person.
But this guy sounds like he sucks.
No receipts.
I'm over it for you. So no more of that.
Yeah.
And I need to wrap us up because I need to go to the office. Guys.
You got to trudge through the snow.
No, I'm literally Ubering because I can't deal with the Diet Coke Slurpee all over the floor.
Meanwhile, Colby's on a lounge chair somewhere.
I'm so jealous. Guys, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Thinking of you, Colb. I'm happy for her. She deserves it.
She really does. I'm so jealous, though.
All right. Boop.